Hey, everyone. I'm not gonna do my normal intro. I don't feel that it's appropriate to do so with such a serious episode with a lot of serious topics coming up. So I wanted to give you guys a couple updates. You guys really deserve to know what's going on and why it's been so long since the last episode. I don't feel right just dropping everything and, like, not updating you guys, and it's a lot to type, so I can't just make an announcement in the Discord like I normally would. So I'm gonna start with the good news first. One, I have a girlfriend. I'm not sure if she wants me to say her name, but, like, one of these days we might join the Discord or something like that, and from there they can introduce themselves. Second thing, I graduated. I graduated last year. I didn't get to make that much of an update, but I did graduate. I have my high school diploma, which I didn't think I would ever get to that point. So that's amazing. Another thing, I'm gonna be a daycare worker. I'm getting registered with the Central Background Registry, and once I do that, they're conducting my final background check at this current moment. Once I do that, I'm gonna work at a daycare. I have three locations that I'm gonna work at. Obviously, I'm not gonna say any of the names because it'll give away where I am. But it's an amazing place, and I'm very, very excited to work with, like, little kiddos and, like, get to watch them grow and help them, like, develop skills and understand the world. It's been my dream to work with kids for a very long time. In the future, I plan on adopting, and in general, there's, like, a lot of things, and I love helping. Y'all know that I adore to, like, help people and to go through with that kind of thing, and working with kids has always been so fun for me, so I am super excited and super happy to be able to pursue one of my dreams. I'm even going to be engaging in early learning classes next year, so I'll be going to college, which is definitely something I never thought I'd do. I always thought that it was pointless because I wouldn't need it going into any of my career paths. Technically, I still don't need it. I'm getting registered and I'm going to be working, but I still want to do it. I want to work in, like, kindergartens, maybe one day even open up my own preschool. I want to do things like that. And so I have been doing a lot. I have been working on my book. I might post that eventually in the Discord. I have cut out a lot of toxic people, and I have been working very, very hard to improve myself and my mental health, and it's why I haven't been online very often. I've been taking a lot of breaks. I haven't been engaging in social media very often, except for with a few close friends, because I needed to take a break. With all that's going on with politics and the people around me, I couldn't really continue fully engaging in online activities. There's, like, a lot going on. Now to move on to the less positive news. First thing, there's been a lot of problems having a permanent co-host. The current one that I am working with, Strawberry, is currently going through a whole lot, and probably won't be able to properly record for quite some time. There's a very large possibility that they can, but it's probably going to be a hot second, so just, like, don't be very surprised if it takes a little bit longer to get back in time. I am willing to record an episode at any point, but, like, there's a lot going on, with the people around me, with my home, and with everything. Another thing is that I got diagnosed with a, crippling disability. It is called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and I've had it my entire life, I just didn't know. It's why in the past episodes have taken a little bit longer to come out than they should, because sitting down and editing caused me a lot of pain, and I never understood why, but now that I know, it makes a lot of sense. Essentially, it is a neurological disorder that affects my entire body. It also causes me to have degenerative joints, and I am in need of mobility aids. Eventually in the future, I'm going to be in a wheelchair, which is terrifying, because I've always been scared of being stuck and confined and not able to do the things I love anymore. And I'm gonna do my best, because, like, I can still walk, I just need help walking. Like, I need forearm crutches, canes, and eventually, like I said, that wheelchair. I need things like that, because if I don't have them, walking for even 20 minutes can possibly permanently paralyze me. Because the nerves in my body misfire a lot. They very much cause a lot of problems. It's why I don't feel temperature, I found out. It's why I have Tourette's. It's why I've always had problems with, like, twisting my ankle and, like, bruising really easy and things like that, and why I have had just so many fucking medical problems my entire life. It's all because of this one thing. And while I'm happy to know the reason why, I am terrified of my upcoming future, because I'm not exactly sure how to process it. I've been trying really, really hard to be able to go through and continue living like normal, and to be able to just essentially go on with my life, but now that I know that moving around could possibly paralyze me, or in some cases even, like, end me, if something pinches just barely the wrong way, I'm scared, and I feel that it's reasonable that I'm scared. I feel that it's understandable that I don't want to spend too much time sitting down and editing when it hurts me so bad. I'm gonna do my best to, like, get up and, like, do it as often as I can when I do start recording again, but definitely don't, I'm gonna keep, like, a consistent, like, it's supposed to be here, but definitely don't be surprised if there's ever a late episode once I do get a schedule in place. But it is a lot. It's a lot to process. I don't know if Strawberry wants me to explain what's going on with them, so I'm going to skim over that temporarily. Maybe in the future I can give it a little, another little update. Maybe when we do record the next episode I can give another update. But there's a lot going on with that, and it's going to be going on for quite some time. I turned 18, which is cool. Just overall, the past year or so has been very intense. There's a lot that I've been finding out. There's a lot that I have been having to process, because, like, even getting hit with the diagnosis of having EDS, which is Ehlers-Danlos syndrome but shortened, I got hit within it within a day. I didn't even know, like, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know that it was genetic. One day I saw a video and it was something that lined up. It was on YouTube, and it, like, a lot of the things that they were saying lined up with what my mom had experienced for a lot of her life. So I told her to go get it checked out, and she was like, oh, okay. And I thought nothing would come of it, but then she came home one day from her doctor's appointment and said that she does have it. And then I found out it was genetic and that I needed to go get checked out. So I did, and within that same day, I was diagnosed with this. So it, like, I had to process it really quickly, especially because I had other things that I needed to get back to as well. And for a while, I had a very labor-intensive job. I was working on a farm. It was a charity farm. And I was working there for a little bit. They severely underpaid me, and I quit. But because I was working such a labor-intensive job, it hurt me really bad. And I didn't know it was going to do that. But, you know, it did. It caused me a lot of pain, and it really wasn't good for me. So I'm glad I quit, but also I have been struggling financially. I'm still living with my parents, but with rising prices and everything and inflation, like with inflation and food stamps not going up, living in a 2-bedroom apartment with a 5-person family and now having to partially home somebody else. It's a lot. It's a lot. It really is a lot. There's a lot of expenses that we weren't expecting. And so we are really struggling. Now this isn't like a cry for being like, please donate to me, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that kind of thing. That feels wrong to me. So I'm never gonna do that. I am going to be opening a Redbubble, so, like, if y'all want to buy a Redbubble or something, like, buy one of my products off of Redbubble, you can do that. They're weirdcore themed. Working pretty hard on them, and some of them are going to kind of be shitposty as a joke. Like, I have one in mind that I think people are really going to like. It's, like, a meme that I made, and it's, I don't know, it's funny. But I'm going to be working on that. It's almost finished. I'm not even going to put music on this, because I feel that this needs to just be straight up said. I have been getting ill a lot, physically ill, because I don't go out in public much anymore, like, because it's of the pandemic, and then, like, on top of it, graduating really made it so I didn't have to leave super often, and then when I started working, it all just kind of, like, I went outside a lot more, but I got really, really sick a bunch of times. Oh, one other good thing, I got top surgery. I'm completely fully healed, I'm all good, and it feels good. I like being flat-chested. Everything feels good, and it's helped me a lot. It's helped me improve mentally and physically, actually, because it's helped me be able to build up my muscles properly without, like, having to wear a binder, because that really put a stressor on my lungs. But, yeah. There's just been a lot that's happened. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. But since so much has been happening, I haven't been able to record. I haven't been able to sit down and edit. Mentally, I am drained a lot. I'm drained pretty often. I am... I'm sorry. With everything that I'm going through, and with everything that's been happening, and with how many chaotic events have happened in literally just the past 5 days, I can't do it at this current moment. I plan on picking it up again. It's not, this is nowhere near my goodbye. This is definitely nowhere near my goodbye. Like, I'm gonna keep going. I can promise you that. I'm just, it's gonna take a while. It's gonna take a while. I actually, when I do start making enough money, I plan on buying a brand new laptop. One that's not, like, a shitty little Chromebook, like the one I have now. So I'll be able to get proper editing software. And I'll be able to, like, make it better. I'll be able to make a proper, like, song underneath it. And, like, because I have my little, like, my little one that I have that's on, like, the previous couple episodes. But, like, it's not very good. I could definitely do better. And I'm slowly improving with my ability to make music in general. So, like, that's gonna be worked on. I just have to get better equipment first. I have to do all that. I have to focus on it. It's gonna be a laptop still. So, it's not gonna be very big episode. It's probably still, like, the hour and a half. I don't think I'm ever gonna increase that. I might decrease it a couple times, if I'm in too much pain or, like, something, you know? Like, or even if I just can't come up with that many topics to think of. I might decrease it occasionally. But, like, I'm gonna pick it back up eventually. Though before I do put down this mic, and before I say my outro, I want you all to remember this. The word eventually is always important, because when you say eventually, you don't have to get to it right away. You don't have to get to it within the next day, or the next month, or even the next year. As long as you get to it eventually, it's okay. Because that means that you did it. Even if it's just a little at a time, eventually you're gonna finish. Eventually you'll get better. Eventually things will improve. It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. It's just gonna take a little bit of time, a little bit of healing, a little bit of calming down. And then I'll pick it back up again. I mean, even like me and Strawberry, if things calm down enough with them, we even have a plan to open up a YouTube channel. It's gonna be the one that I have now, but instead of just clips from it, it's gonna be, like, and slightly animated videos. Not exactly animated. We have, like, stills that we're gonna do, and then there's a background photo that Strawberry made, and I'm gonna do all that, and, like, I might do Reddit readings on there occasionally, although that's not guaranteed, because that one's real hard, because editing in all the photos, I can't do it on my Chromebook. I cannot physically do it on my Chromebook. That's not possible for me. So, but for, like, the little, like, the podcast editing, Strawberry is offering to do that. But like I said, just don't be surprised if things take a while. Now, for what is going to be the last time for a while, I want you all to remember that the dark side isn't always bad.